message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. We're so blessed last night, breaking forth via favor. And tonight we'll be speaking, breaking forth via divine wisdom. Breaking forth via divine wisdom. Wisdom is the nature of God. In Romans 16 verse 27, Romans 16:27, the Bible says, to God only be glory, to God only wise, to God only wise be glory through Christ Jesus forever. Amen. So our God is the God only wise, is the only wise God. Also, the Bible speaking in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. 1 Timothy 1 verse 17, the Bible says, now unto the King eternal, the immortal, the invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. So our God is a God that is the only wise God. All other gods are foolish. And you must realize that every parent wants his child to be like him or even a better version of him or her. God, our Father, is the only wise God, so you cannot be the only foolish son. God is the only wise God, so you cannot be the only foolish daughter. You are meant to be wise. You are destined to be wise. Jesus Christ was wise. The Bible says in Luke 2 verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in the favor with God and with and man. So Jesus increased in stature and he also increased in favor. I said once here some time ago that increasing in stature without increasing in wisdom is useless. As you are increasing in stature, your wisdom level should be increasing to match up with your stature. Sometimes you see some people and you look at their age, you see that their age does not match with what they are saying out in their mouth. Their age does not match what their age does not match their way of life. It's because of wisdom bankruptcy. And tonight, I see somebody entering into a higher level of wisdom in Jesus' name. Breaking forth is not possible without wisdom. It's not possible to break forth. It's not possible to get to where God wants you and I to get to except we are baptized with wisdom. Joseph operated in wisdom. Daniel operated in wisdom. Esther operated in wisdom. If breaking forth is your desire, then wisdom is the requirement. Quickly tonight, what is wisdom? What is divine wisdom? We're not just talking of wisdom, divine wisdom. What is divine wisdom? Divine wisdom simply means laying hold on the ways of God. Isaiah 55 verse 9. His ways are not our ways. Laying hold on the ways of God. That's divine wisdom. Laying hold. Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. So, laying hold on the ways of God, not the ways of man, is wisdom. Number two, what is divine wisdom? Divine wisdom means supernatural ability to bring solution to problems which ordinary minds cannot solve. Supernatural grace and ability to bring solution to problems that others cannot easily solve. There was a problem in the time of Daniel, and nobody could interpret the dream. And the Bible said that Daniel went to his friends, and they went to God. And in a night vision, God revealed to Daniel the secret. I mean, isn't it amazing that even if two people sleep together on the same bed, and they use head to touch each other, can they know the dream of each other? Eh? Somebody was not there. And the king said, I must know my dream. You must tell me my dream and tell me the interpretation. And he did it. That is what they call divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Number three, what is divine wisdom? It means right action based on correct information. Right action. Right action based on correct information. Taking the right action based on the information that is correct. Number four, what is divine wisdom? It means applied knowledge. In Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27, Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27, says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, someone say doeth them, that is, applies them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Only those that, you can be coming to church for donkey years and be hearing the word for several years, until you are a doer of that word, you are not wise. If a woman, for example, hears on the best way to treat her husband and refuses to do it, she's not wise. If a man hears the word on how to care for his family and he does not do so, and he refuses to do so, he's not a wise man. Unto a wise man which built his house on a rock. My prayer for you tonight is that your house shall be built on the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. It was founded upon a rock. Can we go on now? And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Everyone hearing the word of God day and night that does not abide, the Bible says the person is a foolish person. May you not be a foolish person in Jesus' name. Listening to the word day in, day out, and not complying with the word is a sign of foolishness, is a sign of absence of wisdom, is a sign of wisdom bankruptcy, wisdom deficiency, and wisdom insufficiency. Shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Now let's see what happens to the man. And the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Every foolish person, naturally their destinies fall like cats. When a man or a woman lacks wisdom, breaking forth is impossible. It's not possible. Can be achieved. And quickly tonight, there are four kinds of wisdom according to James chapter 3 verse 15 to 18. James chapter 3 verse 15 to 18, because of time. The first kind of wisdom is called the natural wisdom, or what you can call the earthly wisdom. This is what they call common sense wisdom. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly. The first wisdom is an earthly wisdom. This is natural, common sense wisdom. When barrel falls, you need it, you pick it up. That's natural wisdom. It's a natural wisdom. When you give birth to a child, you don't need to teach him. You don't need to take him to any school to know how to suck the mother's breast. Some of you here, your mother had to by force take breast from you because you did not want to stop. Some of you sucked it 1 year, 6 months. Even more. Oh, more, Abby. That's earthly wisdom. The second kind of wisdom is called sensual wisdom. This is the wisdom you get from schools, university, polytechnic, college of education, secondary school, and all that. That is sensual wisdom. Wisdom that is educational, that you get from teachers who teach you in various schools. And number three kind of wisdom is called devilish wisdom. Devilish wisdom can also be called occultic wisdom. This is the kind of wisdom of the occult. This is the kind of wisdom whereby somebody will use magic to pull something near him. This is the wisdom of the witchcraft that they use to fly. There's a meeting of witches on Third Mainland Bridge, and there's a witch in Ibadan, and the person flies within 5 minutes to that place without any aircraft. Nobody say, don't ever tell anybody tell you that devil has no power. He has no power, but he has some level of power, but his power is not as much as the power of God. And that power is the cunning, deceptive power stolen from most Christians. That's what they call devilish or occultic wisdom. Remote control wisdom. whereby somebody is in Nigeria here and they use something to choke his picture here in Nigeria and he gets blind in America. One of our sisters here was telling us of a woman who was trusting God to give birth and to conceive. Our mother-in-law used her womb as handbag in witchcraft world and carries the handbag around. Use her womb to craft handbag. All those powers will never be able to overcome you. I said they will never be able to overcome you. And every witch and wizard and powers of darkness against anyone here, today they are terminated in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number four is called godly wisdom. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly. So can you go to verse 17? Thank you, Jesus. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Someone say pure. Then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. This is the word. This is the kind of wisdom I've come to present to you tonight. Not the first three, principally. Because with this wisdom, every other wisdom that you need in this life, you can get it. I pray for you tonight that there's going to be a baptism of the spirit of wisdom here tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what are the gains of wisdom? What do I stand to gain if I have wisdom? What do I stand to gain if I have wisdom? I'll go through 10 of them very quickly. Sharp, sharp. Number one, gain of wisdom is that it constructs your destiny. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. The wisdom is for construction. True wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So wisdom is for construction. If you want your life to be well built, you need wisdom. When you see lives that crumble like pack of cards, it's because they lack wisdom. They don't have sufficient amount of wisdom to help them in life. Number two, gain of wisdom is called glory. In Proverbs 3 verse 35, Proverbs 3 verse 35, the Bible explains to us, it says the wise shall inherit glory. Every wise person is a candidate of glory. Every wise person is a candidate of glory. If glory is your desire, then the vital requirement is wisdom. I pray for somebody here tonight. Your glory will not enter into water. Amen. If you're a Yoruba person, you know the interpretation of that. I say your glory will not enter into water. I like your smile. You understand it very well. Praise the Lord. Your glory will not enter into water. When they say somebody's glory has entered into water, it means that his destiny is crashed. His life don't kweme. Number three, gain of wisdom is that wisdom brings about riches. Solomon, the man of wisdom, was also the man of riches. 1 Kings 10 verse 23. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23. Solomon was very rich. So Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Solomon was robust in wisdom and he was robust in riches. You know that story in 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3, how Solomon went to God and sacrificed to God in Gibeon, and how God appeared to him. And God said, Solomon, what do you want? 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3 downward. And how God appeared to him, and God said, what do you want? He said, God, I want wisdom. You have brought me here to be a king. I need wisdom to rule these people. Every man or woman of wisdom is a man or woman of riches. Riches always pursue wisdom. The more wisdom you have, the more enriched you are. Stretch your hands here. I pray for you tonight that there's going to be a baptism of the spirit of wisdom that will produce supernatural wealth for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I prayed massively for your hands yesterday, and I will do it again today. Because this, your hands will never run empty. This, your hands will never run empty. This, your hands will never run empty. In the name of Jesus. Number four, gain of wisdom is direction. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Every wise person is a directed person. For iron, if the iron be blunt and he do not wet the edge, then must he put more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. The purpose of wisdom is direction. What's the problem we have in this nation today? It's lack of wisdom. The leaders do not know what to do next. There is no plan. There is no direction. Budgets are passed sometimes 3 months to the end of the financial year. There is no planning, no pre-planning on the year ahead. Every money that comes now must be shared within all the states. No reserve. Everyone that wants direction, you must cry for wisdom. You must cry for wisdom. You must cry for wisdom. You must cry. Our Father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, once said, when the ministry was about to start, he spent several months crying for, he said, on the day the ministry was starting, he said, the only thing he was crying, telling God is, God, give me wisdom. And I understand, because in ministry, the vital thing you need is wisdom, because you'll be dealing with human beings majorly. And human beings are very complex. You can only see their eyes, you cannot see their heart. So, until you have wisdom, you don't know what next to do. But friends, your future shall be very bright. Your future shall be very bright. Number 4 gain of wisdom is reigning. Proverbs 8 verse 15. No king reigns without wisdom. By wisdom kings reign, and princes decree justice. Until you become wise, you can't reign. You want to reign in your business? You want to reign in your career? You want to reign in your finances? You must be baptized with wisdom. You want to reign as a man in your home? I once told our women here, I said, let your husbands reign in their house. Every man wants to be a king in his own house. After work has bastardized him, when he enters his house, he wants to be celebrated and appreciated. But for you to get to that level, you need the spirit of wisdom. I pray for you, in every sector you have found yourself, you will reign. Amen. You will reign. Amen. If you are a student, you will reign in your department. Amen. Scholars will emerge suddenly from your life. Amen. If you are in business, you will reign in that business. Amen. You know, in every company, there are reigning staffs. They are reigning. There are staffs that it's like the company can almost not do without them. Why? Wisdom. That wisdom comes for you today. Amen. Number 6, gain of wisdom is that wisdom is what produces long life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 and 16. The wise will always live long. Every wise person is a person destined for long life. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Yes. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Length of days. It is wisdom bankruptcy that makes a person to carry his car that he bought his own money and be doing car race with somebody on the main road. Somebody you don't know. I said, oh yeah, follow me. And you pursue. And then all of a sudden the two cars crash. It is wisdom deficiency for a person to be fighting a battle that he has not been empowered to fight. In my place, they say a child that wants to ask for the death of his father, he must have been well equipped. If in life you want to live long, is wisdom bankruptcy for a doctor, a medical doctor with PhD, also has moved to a level of professor in medicine, who is smoking? You know that this thing will cause heart disease. You know that if you drink, it can affect your liver. It is wisdom deficiency to continue in it. I pray for somebody here tonight, you will never suffer wisdom deficiency. And you will live long. I prayed for you extensively on Sunday from that scripture, Psalm 118 verse 17. You remember that you shall not die but live. And I repeat that scripture tonight. You will not die but live. You will not die but live. To declare the glory of God. Number 7, gain of wisdom is wisdom brings favor. Only the wise can enjoy the best of the favor of God. Only the wise. We spoke extensively on favor yesterday. We prayed extensively. Many have lost their favor because of their lack of wisdom. Many have lost the favor of relationship because of lack of wisdom. Somebody who should be doing very well by now in business lost helpers of the future because of present day gain. If your desire is to be favored in life, you need wisdom to be baptized on your life. Once you lack wisdom, you squeeze out favor out of your life because you behave nonsensically. You behave in a stupid way. Your speech is practically smelly because of favor deficiency, because of wisdom deficiency. On the day a man lacks wisdom, his favor level begins to dwindle. Because once people look at you and then what you are saying does not glorify God, does not edify people, they begin to separate from you. You will not lack favor. You will not lack God's favor. And you will not lack man's favor. For example, if you desire God's favor, it is wisdom deficiency to enter into God's presence and they are worshiping and you are looking like Lucozade. It's wisdom deficiency. You desire God's favor. You use your two legs to walk inside the church. You know it's a house of praise and they are praising and you are looking. You will not lack God's favor. You will not lack God's favor. Number 8, gain of wisdom is God's presence. Every man of wisdom has access to God's presence. God's presence. In 1 Samuel 18 verse 14. 1 Samuel 18 verse 14 explains that to us very well. And David behaved himself wisely. Someone say wisely. In all his ways, and the Lord was with him. God always stays with the wise. Because the wise will behave himself wisely. God always abides in the house of the wise. Because the wise knows what to feed God with. If I'm to visit your house now and you don't know what I like, and you give me what I don't like, next time when I come there, when I pass in front, I come to your area, I only phone you, I came to your area. I didn't, because the last time I came there, you did not give me what I liked. It's the same thing with God. If you want God's presence, you have to be robust in wisdom. You have to access new depths of wisdom that can make God permanently. People like us, by God's privilege, carry God's power and presence permanently. Because we know what he likes. We know what to feed him with. And I pray for you tonight. You are entering into that realm in the name of Jesus. You are entering into that realm in the name of Jesus. If you want to know if God likes being with me, when you see him, ask him. God, do you like to be with Pastor Victor Kufuri? Do you enjoy it? It's very obvious. If you desire God's presence, walk with him with wisdom. There are some ways you treat God that makes him know that you reference him, honor him. And you cannot honor somebody if you don't have wisdom to know who is your mate and who is not your mate. Number 9, what is the gain of wisdom? The promotion and elevation. In Genesis 41, 31, 39 to 41, Genesis 41, 39 to 41, the Bible says that Joseph was elevated simply because he has wisdom. Nobody could interpret Pharaoh's dream. Joseph came out of the prison, and the Bible says, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. That is, he was the wisest in the whole realm. God will take you to that level. In your family, you will be the wisest. Say, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. This was a bloody prisoner. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. This was somebody who was a prisoner in the morning, and by evening he was already ruling. You will rule.
Amen.
You will not die as a nonentity.
Amen.
You will not die as a nonentity.
Amen.
You will not die as a Lilliputian.
Amen.
You will not die as a small person.
Amen.
Chai, your amen. Kai. Do you know you met me in this fast? We didn't start fast the same time. So who should be tired? The person preaching or the person who has been fasting long before you started? Or you that you just started 5 days ago? You will not die as a nonentity. The level that God wants you to go to, you will get there speedily. The place that God wants to take you to, you will get there speedily. The height that God wants to take you to, you will get there speedily. You will not die on the floor. You will not die on the floor. You will not die as a slave. The level your parents never got to, you will get there. The level you never thought you can get to, you will get there. Let me hear three loud amen. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. Friends, God is going to take you there. And no devil can stop you. Don't look at your circumstance. Look at the size of your agriculturalness. Don't look at your own resources. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Cause
he won't give up on you. He's able.
So, what are we saying tonight? Every man or woman of wisdom will easily be promoted. Will easily be elevated. He will not die on the floor. He will not stay too long. Now, listen to me. Get set. You are going to change level this time. That level where men saw you before, they will get there and they will see that you have moved to a higher level. Very soon, as a result of the wisdom that God will give to you, people will begin to sign form to see you. I can't hear your amen. People will begin to sign form before they can see you. In the name of Jesus. Number 10, gain of wisdom is stability. In Isaiah 33 verse 6, the Bible says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of thy salvation. So what are we saying tonight? Every wise person is stable. When you see somebody who is unstable, in church today, absent for 6 weeks, serve in a department today, disappear for another 7 weeks, an unstable man is an unwise man. An unstable person is a person that lacks wisdom. Wisdom has been switched off. Praise the Lord. Every man or woman that is stable, he shows wisdom. I once told our students that graduated some years ago, about 4 years ago, when I was praying for them when they were going, I said, God will be with you as you go. I said, but when you come back years later to this ministry, Jesus starring, I will still be serving. Stability. 6 years plus, I don't think I've been out of this church more than 3 times on a Sunday morning. In 6 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can multiply the number of days. Stability. Every wise man or wise woman is very stable. I once told our leaders, I said, if God did not call me into ministry, I would most likely still be in the ministry where I was serving before. Stability. Stable. Very stable. Not looking here and there. Not going from one mountain to another. Not going from one place to another. looking for what is not all over the place. Stability. Staying stable where God has placed you. Grace for supernatural stability. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Ladies, if you want to marry somebody, look for a stable man. Not a man changing jobs every minute. Not a man changing girlfriends like he's changing handkerchief. A stable person. It's a new day for you today. It's a new day for you today. How do you get wisdom? Number one, the fear of God. Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of what? Of wisdom. The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Every person that fears God is a person of wisdom. Every person that fears God is a person of wisdom. I pray for you tonight. Your life will never be the same again. Grace to fear God like never before. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen. No. I want to hear an international amen.
Amen.
The kind of amen you will do when you're on your way to New York.
Amen.
And it will be like that very soon.
Amen.
I say it will be like that very soon.
Amen.
In Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, the Bible says, let us now hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear God. Keep his commandment. Grace to fear God comes upon somebody here today in Jesus' name. Number two, how to get wisdom. Desire wisdom. Desire wisdom. Proverbs 18 verse 1. A man having desired, separated himself, and seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. True desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddled. If you desire wisdom, if you want wisdom, desire it. If you really want wisdom, many don't want it. If you want it, it will show. It will show. Every man or woman that wants wisdom, it will show in your prayer. It will show in the way you read. One of our sons here said one day, he said, if I was not a pastor, he said, I'll probably be a professor. He said, because of the volume of books I carry around every minute. It's just because of the desire for wisdom. That's the only thing. If your desire is wisdom, it will show. The wisdom must come. I pray for somebody here tonight. New desire for wisdom comes upon you. Number three, how do you get wisdom? Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. James 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask from God that giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So wisdom can be given by God. God can baptize somebody with wisdom. And you know, wisdom has friends. Wisdom does not travel alone. It travels with all the gains I just listed now. Once you have wisdom, it travels with some blessings. Wisdom travels with some things. If you desire wisdom, pray for it. And that's what we are going to do tonight. We are going to pray extensively for the baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. The baptism. You are getting ready to get married. We need wisdom. To be a good student, you need wisdom. To be a good husband, you need wisdom. To be a good minister of God, you need wisdom. To be a good businessman, you need, because it is wisdom deficiency that makes a businessman to report to work at 12 in the morning. And then the first person that comes in, say good morning. Then you now ask the person, how may I help you? How may I help you? Somebody came to your office for business. How may I? He's the one that wants to help you because he wants to pay money for your service. Number four, how to get wisdom. Associate with the wise. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. If your desire is wisdom, it will show from the people you are working with. If you are working with a collection of failure, failure is sure. If I see the gathering of your friends, I can say I can predict your future. If I see those you work with, those you sit down with to chat, those you sit down with to talk, it shows where you are going. Chicken move with chickens. Eagles fly with eagles. Snails crawl with snails. And don't forget, I told you that a snail can sleep for nine months out of 12 months. Your association determines your allocation. It determines your life. Friendship is by choice. It's not by force. So if somebody's friendship is not paying you, discard them. Discard them. Somebody that when you sit down together doesn't have any other thing than other people's talk, other people's matter. Issues that happen in one church. This thing happened here. This thing happened here. No productive thing. Nothing has been added to you. Only to subtract it. Separate yourself from them. Separate yourself. You know, 20 friends cannot work for 20 years. So there are some friends, you discard them. Please don't call me again. Please, I'm begging you, please. Please don't call me again. Because your life does not move together. But some people, they don't value their life. They still continue to move with carry me they go. Carry me they go. Somebody that you know is going nowhere. Nowhere. Has no value for you, has no value for others. May God help us. And number 5, how do you get wisdom? Study. Study. Jeremiah 8 verse 9. Everybody that wants wisdom must be studious. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they are rejected. They have rejected the word of the Lord. Everybody that rejects the word of the Lord has rejected wisdom. Once you reject the Bible, you have rejected. The Bible is the bank of wisdom. Hello? The Bible is the bank of wisdom. The Bible is the bank of wisdom. Inside the Bible is wisdom bank. That's why you must read it every time. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. Joshua 1 verse 8. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God. The word of God is life. The word of God is power. The word of God is wisdom. Every day of your life, be addicted to the Bible. In our own time in university, we go to class with Bible. Before we study in the night, we first read some chapters. It's 7-8 chapters to just relax first before you move into the reading for the night. But now people go with Facebook and with WhatsApp and they Twitter all night. And then when they come back and when they say, Efiko, you have read so much. They did not know that out of the 7 hours, six and a half was on WhatsApp. Hello, how are you? Where are you? I'm fine. What are you wearing now? Yellow bow tie. Oh, yellow bow tie. Wonderful. What about your jacket? All the question that does not add value. Which wisdom is there? If your desire is wisdom, study, study, study. So it's only now that I see Christians are ashamed to carry Bible around. What kind of yeshious Christianity is that? That cannot carry your instrument. This is your instrument. It's a new day for you today. As I begin to round up, Benjamin Franklin only had 3 years formal education. And he operated under unusual wisdom. He invented light rods and drafted the Declaration of the American Independence. Somebody that only went to primary 3. Why? He was a baptized man with wisdom. Till today, Benjamin Franklin Day is still being operated in America. He still had Benjamin Franklin Foundation till today. A man that was only in primary 3. With all your university certificate and your poly, what is the essence if there is no wisdom? Michael Faraday never attended university, yet he was teaching professors. He was known as the father of physics because he was baptized. He was teaching professors of physics, yet he never finished university. What's wrong? Acquiring certificate upon certificate is not what is called wisdom. That is just having education to be able to read and write. That's what it's for. And this man distinguished himself and is still being known today. A.L. Williams. This was a man who started a business in 1977. An insurance business. And up just 10 years into that business, he had recruited, he had 160,000 people working under his employment in 10 years of operation. Now, out of 160,000 eating from one man. Now, listen to this. Out of that, his employees, 500 of them are multimillionaires that drive their own private jets. One man in 10 years, 160,000 people, because of the baptism of these guys. These people I'm talking about are good, solid Christians, sound Christians. Until you are baptized with wisdom, life is a struggle. And my call to you tonight is to cry to God with desperation tonight for a baptism of that spirit, so that you will not be an ordinary
person. Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.